This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how I am no longer waiting for my phone to ring. I'm sure we can all relate to those periods where we're waiting to learn the outcome of something, and it usually may result in waiting on a phone call. Maybe we've applied for a new job and we're waiting to learn whether we've been hired or not. Or maybe we've taken some medical test and we're waiting on the doctor's follow-up call. Whatever the specifics are, it boils down to being in a waiting period. And I can remember the early days of watching the telephone, you know, in hoping that just by me watching it, it would ring, or picking it up to see if it still had a dial tone. What I've learned over time is that when I don't focus on that phone ringing is when it actually rings. But the other day I was on the phone with a girlfriend and I caught myself doing something. It was almost like I was trying to divert my thoughts and energy, but all in an effort to manipulate that phone to ring. And I, in that moment, had an aha. And it said to me, I am on God's train. So whether this particular person gets back to you or not, whether the phone rings or not, it really doesn't matter because I belong to him and he has my destiny in his hand. And all I need to do is stay on his train. And I know this to be the case because I am inspired by these very words. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. Psalm 37:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And today, release any preoccupation you have and stay on God's train.